AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires,
like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weatherpeak. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, an action-packed show. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I stay ready.
We're getting hyped. Always hyped. And it's not just Covino and Rich. Spotty's here.
Hi, Spot.
DJ Ramos.
Hola.
And by the way, he's not really a DJ. He just knows his music. But he's on the ones and twos.
Mixing.
He's behind the console, yeah. In case people were like, yo, they got a live DJ? I just
wanted
to make it clear, yeah. Ramos is here. Birch is in for Danny G.
Yes.
877-99 on Fox. And I see Monsi. What's up, Monsi?
Guys, yeah. Happy
Monsi,
Tuesday.
I hope you're ready for some Tyson trivia
today.
Oh,
goodness.
Yeah.
I am going to laugh, but I'm going to try to participate this time.
It's a Tyson Tuesday. We're going to play Iron Mike trivia, and we're going to definitely talk about Aaron Rodgers.
No.
Right? Rich has a hot take. It might be the mild take of the day.
It might be. It might be. We're going to talk about Dak Prescott.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a fun one. But I do want to say USA all day, SA.
USA.
USA all day.
USA. Do you think the average person that's watching the World Cup even knows like all the rules and everything?
I don't know, because I'm not the average person. Why don't you ask Spot?
Hey, Spot, average guy.
I'm just kidding.
Do we all know all the rules and regulations of the World Cup?
Like, of course not. Not here in the
USA. Because I'm saying we're all...
Have soccer rules changed since I was in sixth grade?
I mean, yeah, and you played.
I'm sorry, since I was 6 years old.
And you had your own little soccer card?
And I had my own little soccer card in 1986.
I would say they probably have. No, but right now that they enter the next stage, it's an elimination round.
Yes.
And there's no ties. And there's, a couple overtimes. And if no one scores, a shootout. So now we're down to the final 16. That's where we're headed. So the
yes.
U.S. of A.
Pulisic.
1-0.
With the goal. 1-0 over Iran. Props to them. England wins 3-0 over Wales. So I hope you're enjoying your World Cup, your tacos on this Tuesday, and you're bound to enjoy.
Taco Tuesday!
Thank you, Ron. And we're going to talk Lakers, too. Oh, we got some Lakers stuff to talk about. They blew a big lead yesterday. What, a 17-point lead? But we're going to start off with what we do best, the worldwide leaders of nonsense, 877-99 on Fox. Now, I got to say this. I hate to shamelessly promote, but I must. We also do a Patreon every day, right?
Yeah.
Patreon.com/Covino and Rich. So if you dig what we do, we appreciate you checking that out.
Yeah. I mean.
Thanks.
It's pretty uncensored,
now,
raw. Every morning we do a podcast and then come over here and kick ass on Fox Sports Radio. So
I feel like it was years ago, Rich. Mm-hmm. At least a year ago. I came in and we did our show and I was talking about how I saw this invention on Shark Tank. I'm a big Shark Tank fan. I'm a big Yankees guy. I like a nice Heine. I love hard rock music. I love sports. I love Shark Tank. I came in telling you about this product.
These are a few of your favorite things.
Those are Steve Covino's favorite things. I like tacos on a Tuesday.
Yankees and butt cheeks and tacos and football.
And Shark Tank.
Shark Tank.
I said, you gotta hear. It's so stupid that I think it's gonna work. So I told you guys about this. I said it was called Noggin Boss. And I made fun of Rich about it.
You were serious about that?
Specifically, though, because I always joke that Rich has a big head, right? Because when I met Rich over 20 years ago, he had the longest head my eyes had ever seen. He has a really skinny head. And, like, by comparison, it looks like I have the fattest head you've ever seen when next to Rich, because he still has a skinny head.
To put in perspective, you know, I'm 6 foot.
Yeah, but you make me look like Stewie. You know, because your head is like Beaker's head.
You got a football head.
Right. So,
no, but I'm 6 foot, 190 pounds, roughly. When I met Covino, I was probably 6 foot, 170 pounds. I was like in my early 20s.
I hadn't
worked out yet, so I was like just a skinny
kid.
He
didn't fill out, yeah.
So I had like a Bert from Bert and Ernie head, and he had like the Ernie head. So, you know, I could see where Covino used to think I had some big...
Right, and I'd never seen a head. I was like, did you get your head like stuck in a vice as a kid or something? Anyway.
So when we first met, you would make fun of my big head. And
right.
You to this day.
Well, hold on.
You're watching Shark Tank and you see Noggin Boss.
I came in today. I was like, Rich, there's a hat that is designed for you, man. Because not only does Rich have a big head, but he's also full of himself. So he's got a big head, right?
Yeah,
I said, there's a hat called the Noggin Boss that is made for guys like you, guys with big heads. But I jokingly said that, but I really meant, like, I think this is going to take off in the sports world because it's so dumb and gimmicky, and it stands out. Everybody laughed at me. Hey, you're so stupid. I'm like, wait, man, Damon John bought into it. I believe in it.
Yeah, so one of the Sharks actually paid.
Yeah.
And is now a part owner.
Yes, yes.
Noggin
Boss?
So, again,
I'm talking about Noggin Boss. I believe Damon John, the guys were seeking $50,000 for 25% of the company. Sealed the deal with Damon John for 30%. And as of this weekend, my premonition came true.
Maybe you should have invested.
I should have invested, but I'm not a shark.
Yeah. I mean, $50,000 for a third of the company is not a... That's not a substantial investment. That's not a shark investment. That's a regular guy investment.
I know. I wish I was involved. Hey, you know what? Someone reach out to Noggin Boss because I want in. I've been talking about it for over a year now.
Not now. Too late now.
So, fast forward... The year is 2022. We're watching the NFL, and you see Commanders Brian Robinson in the locker room.
Oh, boy.
Wearing this gigantic Washington Commanders hat. Did we all see it this weekend?
Ramos saw it. Saw it.
Dude, I saw it, and I was like, there it is. Noggin Boss. I knew it. Like, right away, I was pointing at the TV like Leo DiCaprio in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I know that.
Yeah.
I know that. I said Noggin Boss. Would you believe... Brian Robinson wears it. We all see it. The story today is sales have skyrocketed over 2,000%.
Wow.
So people are asking Noggin Boss, right? They're asking, like,
my God.
Do you have some sort of endorsement with Brian Robinson? They're like, no, not yet. But we do have some serious endorsements in the works. So my...
Who's going to wear one of these big-ass hats?
I'm telling you, my prediction is this. A lot of people.
Yeah.
If sales went up 2,000%, and people, we all saw it. It's goofy. You want to get on TV. People want to stand out. People want to be recognized and noticed. I promise you, this is the dumbest idea. I admit it, but it's gonna be a thing.
This is a nightmare. You're in a stadium. Hey, down in front.
Yo, Brian Robinson.
Guy's got a big hat.
What's so funny is how proudly Brian Robinson was wearing this hat, like all smiles and happy about it. Like, you know, looking for the attention. People were coming up to him like, what is that?
I imagine the sales were initially low. So 2,000% increase probably isn't as much as you think.
That's a good point. But
It's like if you make no salary and the company goes, we'll give you a 20% raise.
20%?
20% of nothing is not a lot.
I know Ramos and I have both played that game.
Yeah, but a 2,000% increase in awareness as well. You know what I mean? So people were asking, Brian, all the news reporters, and he's standing there wearing a stupid, gigantic, oversized hat.
Hey, the Commanders have won 6 in a row, but tell me about your hat.
Exactly. He's like, Brian Robinson said his friend has a big hat company. Maybe his friend's Damon John. I don't know. If you want a big hat, let me know. So he's endorsing him. But I'm here
if
to tell you.
Want a big hat.
Like I said this a year ago, right? Then I saw this on TV. I was like, I knew it. My prediction here is, much like the foam finger and things that are, standard with a sporting audience, right? And a sporting fan. This is the next thing, I promise you. Maybe it's going to die because it's just a fad. I'm not saying it's the long-lasting thing that we're going to see for our lifetime, but I promise you, I think it's the next thing moving forward because everybody wants to stand out, especially
now,
at a sporting event.
In a stadium, I could see someone rocking a big hat. It looks ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
But,
people ridiculous.
Paint their face. People wear, big gaudy jewelry and, look at Raiders games. Look at their fans. Look at any fans. They're maniacs. I could see people buying a big hat.
Okay, here's the question. And it's an oversized hat, baseball cap, gigantic, but it looks like high quality. It's like nice. It just looks ridiculous. What do you think these retail for?
$49.99.
I mean, it's a giant hat, Spot.
Well,
a regular hat's like $30.
I'm gonna,
right? A regular hat's like $30.
Yeah, but it's
$40.
Is it of equal quality to a regular hat?
It seems to be.
Just oversized?
To my understanding, there's like foam inside it, and your head just goes inside the foam. Like, I don't know how it stays on your head.
I'm
going
to go $60.
Okay. Noggin Boss, the company that sells these big hats, say they start at $75.
That's pretty good.
Impact was immediate after
any Cyber Monday
he was rocking
deals?
It.
I would say a great stocking stuffer, but this don't fit in a stocking.
No. You stuff the gifts inside the hat. It's your new stocking.
Yeah.
Steve, you made a great point about it being interesting. The problem I would see would be if you're at a game and the guy in front of you has that hat
right.
on,
yeah.
you can't see anything.
Down in front.
A foam finger just waves and it's down. I'd be like, dude, take the hat off. I can't see what's going on.
You know what happens, Ramos? He takes his hat off, and then you realize he has a big, giant head underneath. It's like the old Woody Woodpecker
card. No, it was actually a hat. It wasn't a Noggin Boss hat.
Yeah.
It was just a regular hat.
It's just a guy you just insulted because he has a giant head. But it's like that old, if you guys remember Woody Woodpecker. Bursch, you might be too young for this one.
Yeah.
But Woody Woodpecker was at a sporting event, and there's a dude with a giant cowboy hat in front of him.
It's not an adult film star, Bursch. It's a cartoon.
Okay. No. The cartoon. Yeah. So he can't watch the game, and he asks the cowboy to take the hat off. And then when he takes the 20-gallon hat off, his hair is shaped like the hat. And I think he probably shoots a hole in it or something. I don't know. But anyway, my prediction came true. And because we're Fox Sports Radio, we're going to talk about the Lakers. Yeah, we're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers.
All your predictions, aren't you sort of bummed this is the one that came true?
Yeah. So what? I said the Browns were going to win the Super Bowl. Who cares?
For those that have been with us for a minute when we were on Sunday nights, remember on one Sunday night you came in and you swore that Fling Golf.
I still believe in that.
Was going to be
pickleball.
The next huge trend.
Dude, look at pickleball, how much steam that picked up. Fling Golf is something else I saw on Shark Tank.
Right.
And it's the same premise of lacrosse.
But with golf,
because some people just want to go out and have fun, and they don't have the skill level to enjoy themselves on a golf course. Apparently, that's blowing up, too. I don't know. I mean, so I hear. But anyway, the big hat sales have skyrocketed 2,000%. Noggin Boss, it's ridiculous.
It looks so silly.
But it's funny. I think it's really funny, and I think this is going to be the next thing in sports. We'll see. Are you bound to get one? 75 beans?
Buddy.
It's not that much.
We're going this weekend. Covino and I are taking a road trip. Actually, not a road trip. We're flying. It's a quick flight. Up to San Francisco. Niners, Dolphins, Sunday. Could I get one in 24 hours? Could I get one in the next 3 days?
I think we should all rock.
Express shipping.
Yeah, I'll rock one. Let's get one.
Guys, this is what I really want to see with Brian Robinson in the big hat. I want him to come out and the Commanders like have a terrible game. And Brian Robinson gets shelled. He has like two fumbles. And then he has to go out and address the media.
With his
big hat on.
No, you can't wear it once you lost.
And he's like,
it's
like when Cam Newton would get smoked and he would show up to the press conference looking like Stregonona.
Like a feather boa.
And a feather boa on. Like he's a cross between an old granny and Hulk Hogan. And it's like, yo, Cam Newton, you just got killed in this game.
That's a great point. Yeah, this is only for like celebrations.
We've won six in a row and we're legit Commanders Brian Robinson. That big hat, though.
But here's the thing.
Can you wear that to the club? Do you think this gets trendy where like ballers are going to get they got their jewelry, they got their swag, their sneakers. Do you think this hat will ever enter the mainstream?
Yes. Think about it. Because people, you know, back in the Neil Strauss days of dating, right? You remember the book The Game? And people had all these cool tricks to attract people.
I don't know if they were cool tricks. They were sort of like lame guy tricks.
You remember that trend, right?
Yeah, of course.
They always talked about peacocking. This is a form of peacocking. Dude's going to wear a stupid, gigantic hat at the game, right? I mean, people dress up stupid at games. They're painting their face. They're doing stupid things. Beer helmets. They're going to have a big, giant hat. And some girls will be like, oh my God, where'd you get that hat? And he's like, yeah, you want to try it on?
You know what it's they say? You know what they say about guys that wear big hats?
Big hats. Conversation starter. So I think yes, and it's the awareness theory. I don't know what the real theory is, but we call it the awareness theory. Now that we brought it up, now that you saw Brian Robinson rocking it on the Commanders, you're going to see other bozos in the stands when they're panning through the crowd at the basketball game, at the football game. You're going to see this and be like, ah, that's what Covino and Rich were talking about.
Now,
there you go.
There's a secondary reason for this hat, and I think it's a good one. I think there's a lot of dudes and women that play fantasy football. And what's like a fun social media trend? Whoever's in last place in the fantasy football league has to do something embarrassing. Usually something a little humiliating. Did you see the one last year that went viral? Like a guy had to sit at an IHOP or Denny's for 24 hours and he had to order and eat pancakes every hour. And the guy after a couple hours was like, yo, enough. Like there's always these funny punishments.
So you think it'd be like you lost the bet and you have to wear this?
Like pick the team you hate the most.
Oh,
right.
Oh,
and like, you have to wear that hat.
I got you.
For like a month.
Okay. So like who do you hate the most as a 49ers fan right now?
I would say the Seahawks, but now Russ is not there anymore. And I sort of like Geno Smith. So who do I hate?
So in other words, if you lost the bet, you have to wear their hat, but not just any hat, the oversized, like five times bigger than an average hat sort of hat. Okay, I got it.
Like if you lost the bet, you'd have to wear the Boston Red Sox version of this for a week.
Got you. Yeah, I get that.
It's a good bet.
Here's why I also think it's going to take off a little more. Young people like you, Bursch, I mean, we're not old by any means, but you're younger than us, Bursch, right? You guys will wear anything. Your friends wear Crocs. I wouldn't be caught dead in Crocs. You kidding me? When I see someone, a young man wearing Crocs, I want to take their Croc off and hit them over the head with their own Croc. Could you do this?
You have no sense of humiliation.
I don't even get that, right? Even like my daughter's friends, like all the little boys wear Crocs. Kidding me? Like my dad would have kicked my ass if I wore that shoe. So if you're willing to wear that shoe,
you're willing to wear this hat.
There you go. You're willing to wear this hat.
Hold on. Before we wrap up this conversation and get into Aaron Rodgers and Dak and some NFL stuff, wrap it up with this.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a trend that you remember thinking would blow up and it didn't? Like, do you remember? Because I'm trying to think of either one of us. Have we predicted like this is the next big thing and it just didn't happen?
Trend that I thought was going to blow
clothing
up.
Item, sneaker, TV show, any trend where you're like, this is the next big thing.
It happens a lot, man. You know, there's a lot of shows that you thought were really good. It probably didn't get picked up.
Remember that clothing?
Man, I can't believe no one else liked that show but me.
Remember that clothing brand Rich was really into?
I do. It's the first thing I think of, but I thought that was his example.
Oh, yeah. So in the 2000s, remember when Abercrombie was all the rage? Abercrombie had a one-off brand. It was under the Abercrombie umbrella. And it was supposed to be for, like, the whole gimmick was like, all right, Abercrombie's like the cool trend for teenagers to 20-ish or so.
Right, like college kids almost.
Yeah. It was like the Abercrombie spinoff brand that was for like late 20s, 30s was Rule. R-U-E-H-L.
There's an H in there.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember being like, guys.
Somewhere.
Guys, I'm telling you. Rule.
Yeah, but you know what happened? Like, Rich's
like,
girlfriend.
Like Matt Rule. Spelt the, I think spelt the same way as the coach.
Rich's girlfriend at the time convinced him that this was the next big thing. So he bought, like, he was the guy that bought, like, 20 of these sweatshirts.
Yeah. I had sweatshirts. Like, t-shirts.
Nobody ruled. Nobody ruled harder than Rich in the early 2000s.
Rule.
So he had all the, I'm like.
It was right around the time of Hollister, too. And I was like, guys, trust me.
Every picture we have of us, you know, from then, he's wearing a sweatshirt that says Rule. And it never caught up.
It was like adult Abercrombie.
So
fail.
This could fail. This could catch on, but you know, I feel it's our due diligence to at least warn you because you're going to see it moving forward.
You caught me off guard with the hats because I'm trying to think if there's any other trend that we thought was like, oh.
But who do you think bought these hats? Sports fans.
Yeah.
If they went up 2,000% in sales, you're going to see a lot of Washington fans, I imagine, but sports fans in general.
Probably like a gimmick gift that wives bought for their husbands for the holiday.
Like I bought you a silly big hat.
I got you a silly big hat with your team logo on it.
It's a fun novelty sort of gift. That's all.
All right. Well, hey, Covino and Rich broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So while you're buying your tires from TireRack and buying your big hats, just know that Covino predicts the big trend of 2022,
in sports.
2023 in sports.
In sports, we're going to be seeing them, yes, of course.
If your buddy shows up at the bar or club with a big hat, I don't know if he'll get the same reaction.
Well, hold on. What's the number one reason people say they wear Crocs, which is essentially Swiss cheese on your feet?
Comfort.
Comfort. This is a hat with like pillowy foam on the back. It's like wearing a little pillow hat.
Maybe you could wear this on a plane and it's like a pillow.
So, I mean, if comfort's the trend, then this is look at people wearing pajamas. People wear pajamas.
That's true.
It's like, yo, are you wearing your pajamas to work? So this little pillow hat, this oversized pillow hat, I can see it working.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns, and if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
We might have to change that production, that introduction, because Rich and I are going away this weekend, and cuddling may happen. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know.
We're taking a road trip. Actually, not a road trip, like Rich said. We're flying to see the 49ers and the Dolphins.
Which did not get flexed to Sunday night, so you didn't have to change your flight.
Yeah. Is that weak, guys? The two grown men share a room? I say we're saving money. What do
no,
you
no,
say?
You're saving money. Yeah. Yes,
but are you sharing a bed?
No, I look at it as we're sharing. We're sharing a
you
room.
You know what? Even if I had to, I don't care. I'm not gonna, you know, make a big fuss about that. How long are you in the room?
Look at it. We're going to San Francisco to see a football game with buddies. I also feel like sharing a room keeps you out of trouble. You're in a random city by yourself in a hotel room?
I say.
Your imagination could go in bad places. Yeah. I'd rather.
What a creep.
Really?
Number one creep of the week, Rich Davis.
Jeez.
Please.
You just won.
What do you do in a hotel room by yourself? Don't answer that on Fox.
I watch Mario Lopez on TV. Yeah.
Don't answer that on Fox Sports
Radio.
I like the
hotel channel. I like to see what's doing in the hotel.
Yeah, I order room service.
Oh, there's an indoor pool.
Don't act like you're some do-gooder. You have the same gross thoughts as every guy.
Not as creepy as you.
Oh, a gym.
All right, creepos.
Look at the ice machine.
The Covino and Creep Show. Rich Show.
Covino and Creep, broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And to wrap up that final thought on Jimmy Garoppolo, yeah, the guy's not a Super Bowl winner yet. Maybe it's hard. Ramos, I'll quote you from off the air. I'll give Ramos the credit where it's due. Maybe some men have a hard time accepting that he's good at sports and he's like a handsome guy in life, where like it almost seems.
Oh, come on.
Easy to hate on, right?
Covino and Rich are Jimmy G level of handsome, okay? But back in my primo days, you think anyone wanted to give me and Rich credit for being entertaining or funny or, you know? No, not at all. No one wants to give you extra credit when they think you got it easy in life. That's just a fact. And here's another example.
Garoppolo's a winner.
If you're slaying it at your job, right? Management is always going to try to find something. Otherwise, what's their worth? What's their value as management? You know what I mean? Like, if you're killing it, they're still going to try to find something, one little nugget to criticize you on. And that seems to be our job as the public. You know, when you're talking about sports, it's like, Jimmy G does a lot of things right, but you got to find that one thing to get on him about.
Well, again, he's not Mahomes or Josh Allen, but he's certainly not bottom of the barrel. It's not Sam Darnold. He's not Baker Mayfield. He's not, you know, there's teams that have bad quarterback situations. The Niners are not one of them.
It's easy to hate on the super handsome guy.
So answer this question, then we'll move on.
Yeah.
What do the 49ers do? I asked you this before, and no one really has an answer because it's going to be the weirdest offseason dilemma in the NFL, hands down. If the 49ers make a deep playoff run, and let's just say, knock on wood, they make it to the Super Bowl, and geez, even win. That would be amazing. What do you do with a Jimmy Garoppolo when Trey Lance is coming back from an injury and Jimmy G will no longer be under contract? Do you let?
I think you, as a 49ers organization, you dish him while his value is still high because they still have a future without him. And he just proved himself to be still
valuable.
So you
valuable. Think no matter what, the 49ers deal Garoppolo?
They got to look toward the future, and he's still very valuable now. So it's just a good business move at that point.
But after the season, he won't be the Niners to deal. He'll be free.
I'm saying he has to weigh his options out.
But I'm saying if you're the Niners, do you say, well, that's great, Jimmy G.
You let him go in that case.
And you go with Trey Lance. No matter how good Jimmy G does now.
Unfortunately, because they have to think about their future, you know, with Trey Lance.
Yeah, but Jimmy G's not 40.
He's no slub, and he's not, I mean,
Jimmy G's 31?
Well, you're the resident 49ers fan. What's your opinion?
My opinion is that the Trey Lance thing is going to end up looking like one of the weirdest bad choices of all time. And the injury is not anyone's fault. You know, injuries happen, but him being sidelined for a full year and us being able to see, like, you know, Garoppolo's not bad and the team works with Jimmy G and Kyle Shanahan. What, I mean, you're going to just be like, later, Jimmy, and hand the keys to a guy that's done nothing in the NFL, Trey Lance, coming off an injury like that?
I mean, you gave him the starting job this year, so he's done something. He's proven something.
He didn't prove anything.
What does he had prove? To have proved something to get the job.
No.
You think they're just giving out jobs?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was the number three. So. He was the number three pick, and they were trying to deal Garoppolo, and they couldn't. He had the job by default.
People were really high. You were really high on Trey Lance.
I was high on Trey Lance when I knew the 49ers were picking a quarterback. I liked the idea of Lance over Mac Jones.
I'm rooting for Jimmy G. If that's a good fit for him, then great. But let's remember, they're only dealing with him because Lance got hurt. So it's a matter of where he wants to stay. Lifestyle-wise, he might want to stay there. So
they may not want him, though. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's the offseason story that no one's talking about yet because we're not there yet. But trust me, depending on how the 49ers do down the stretch and in the postseason, what to do with Jimmy G, Trey Lance, and then, like I said, throw in the crazy idea of, like, well, what's Tom Brady going to be doing next year? Then you say, ooh, do you move on from Jimmy G, give Brady a one-year deal, and have Lance study under Tom Brady? There's so many random options that the 49ers are going to be left with.
All right,
I can't wait to see what happens.
Speaking of quarterbacks, we want to talk about Dak Prescott real quick. And, of course, we're going to play Tyson Trivia with three-time reigning champion Brian No of the Brian No Show.
Got to beat him.
Got to beat him, Rich. You got to beat him.
I just can't keep winning, Kenny.
So I hope you guys play along at home and in the car, Tyson Trivia. But I saw this meme or this photo that went viral in the past few days, and it hasn't gone away, so I figured I'd bring it up here on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, I saw someone making fun of it this morning, so I said, all right, people are still making fun of it.
All right, so it's a picture of Dak Prescott. It appears to be like on the sidelines somewhere. I don't know, boozing, schmoozing. He's schmoozing with his hat on. He's got his you know, Cowboys hat on. His Cowboys like warm-up jacket. So it's like he's at practice or something. I don't know. He's training. He's doing something. Looks like he's on a sideline, though. But either way, it's a photo. And
You're a terrible detective.
Where is he? Some dudes with
You're a terrible detective.
He never found Waldo.
Who's he talking to? Is he talking to Dexter?
I bet you never...
Talking to Dexter Morgan?
It's not Dexter Morgan.
Who is that?
It's Olsen.
Oh.
Though Michael C. Hall and Olsen do look alike.
A little bit. From here, it looks like Michael C. Hall.
He was on the set of Dexter, Camino. Connect the dots. Olsen's in a suit. Dax on the sidelines in a warm-up jersey.
Okay, in my defense, I have a screenshot that I'm looking at, right? I don't see Greg Olsen's head. So look, I don't know that's Olsen in my picture.
Is he wearing a Noggin Boss hat?
No, look, his head's cut off in the image that I got.
Well, the image
Rich blew up the image, and you get more detail.
Yeah, so the point is not who he's with. The point is, Dak Prescott's a guy, get this, that has himself as his wallpaper on his phone.
Dak Prescott's lock screen is Dak Prescott. So he has his hands on his hips, and the phone is behind his back. So it's a photo of like his backside, but you see his phone and the lock screen, and it's on. It looks like it's 2:09 p.m.
Yeah, it's a couple days ago.
On that lock screen is a picture of him in his uniform. You see the Prescott jersey. So the question here, Fox Sports Radio Nation, is that arrogant or awesome? Is that arrogant or awesome? I guess it could be both, but it can't be both for the sake of our question. Arrogant or awesome? And I'm going with awesome because...
Oh, you would. Yes. Oh, this is so perfect because you're such a narcissist.
You say narcissist. I say someone that believes in himself. He's proud of where he's at. I see a winner. I see a guy with confidence. As a guy who made it this far, you want your dude to think that he's the man. What kind of spineless schlub do you want to lead your team? You want a dude that thinks he's that cool and that great to lead his squad. He's the quarterback of the freaking Cowboys.
I love how arrogant and narcissistic you are.
Dude,
I give you two
gotta
examples.
Have a sense of you say narcissistic, but you have to have a freakish sense of confidence to think that you're going to make it this far in the NFL and then be the quarterback of the Cowboys. That's a little kid's dream about. It's like saying, you know, I'm going to be an astronaut. Little kids say he actually did. You have to have a crazy amount of confidence. So I think it's kind of awesome. I can see how one thinks it's arrogant, but you're not Dak Prescott. He's done it.
To show you. I am a detective, so I have exhibits A, B, C, and D as to why Covino's a narcissist, self-involved Dak Prescott type of guy, and why you would think this is awesome. I think it's embarrassing. I think it's so... What was the question? It was...
arrogant or awesome?
Oh, arrogant. Covino, I see the guy twice a day, every day, for my whole life. We do our podcast in the morning. We do Fox Sports in the afternoon. Half the time I see Covino when he walks up to me, he pauses his phone because he's listening to himself.
Yeah, because I'm trying to be better. And you know what? Think of all the heat that this guy takes as being the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. He's got to keep himself lifted. He's lifting his own spirits.
Whether he's listening...
Everywhere he turns, people are hating on the guy. He's like, man, I'm the man.
Whether he's listening to himself from the previous day's Fox show or he's listening to himself talk about rock songs on Sirius XM.
That's Covino, called believing in what you
Covino
do.
Covino always listens to himself. I've heard his ex-wife, his girlfriends be like, yeah, he just sits around and just listens to all own stuff.
It's called dedication. What it also says? That Dak Prescott is a cowboy through and through. He believes in it. He's a fan of the team.
Secondly... I believe it was you that said if you ever won the Powerball, you would build a statue of yourself so your descendants and your great grandkids would be like they would know where it came from, and you would have a bronze statue made of yourself.
I did say that
in in the foyer of your house.
I did say that. I'm not taking it back, but I do say that leans like crazy arrogant. Yeah, I'm not going to deny that. But this in particular says, yo, man, he's a fan just like anybody else. He's his favorite player. I respect it. I want that type of attitude leading my squad.
And
he
finally,
he's the guy.
Finally,
he wants to walk that talk. You know what I mean? I like that.
He wants to walk the talk. Yeah, okay. We're in Vegas covering a fight. And it was Manny Pacquiao.
I'm sorry, is this about me or Dak Prescott?
Oh, no, it's about you for now to compare you.
I thought we were talking about Dak Prescott.
No, but it's to show the only type of person that would think Dak Prescott having himself as his lock screen screensaver, the only person that would think that's cool is someone cut from the same arrogant cloth.
Act like loving yourself is like a bad thing.
Okay, Demi Lovato. You got to love yourself before you love other people. All right, teenage girl.
Wow.
I mean, she's a Lovato loco.
Let me give you one more thing. We're in Vegas covering the Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao fight. It's Pac-Man versus Keith One Time Thurman. And there was cool artwork for the fight. Covino was like, yo, Keith Thurman, I got to ask you. See these huge paintings of you?
There were huge paintings on like a beautiful canvas. Like beautiful paintings of Keith Thurman.
And Covino said, yo, do you take that home and display it? And Keith Thurman looked at you like... Are you out of your mind? It's like promotional.
Nah, I don't care about that stuff. I'm here to win, beat the legend Manny Pacquiao. What are you, crazy?
And then end up losing. But I look at it this way. Who would want a blown up photo of themselves? And it goes to another point.
I'll tell you who wouldn't. Bozos who haven't accomplished anything. Okay? We're talking about greats. People who do things that other people dream about doing. This guy was getting in the ring, the height of his career with Manny Pacquiao. Okay?
All right.
Why wouldn't someone in his family want that?
Okay, so to tie it back to Dak, weird and arrogant or totally cool and awesome to have yourself
as your wallpaper. Monty, I mean, what do you think?
I could see how anyone would say it's arrogant. Monty, but I'm telling you why I think it's awesome.
Monty, if you or one of your girls met some dude and the dude had himself as his wallpaper, what would you think? Monty, are you alive?
Wait, what?
I turned around to see if she was in there to turn her mic on, and but I guess she was doing. I'm sorry, Monty.
I was doing one of my guys. I have other jobs.
No.
I know that sounds crazy.
You're prepared,
but I have other things, and I was recording an update. So hey, catch me up. I have an opinion. What?
Truthfully, Monty, I have no clue what the update people do.
Oh, I know you don't.
I thought you just hang for an hour.
No.
You know what that's called? By the way, you know what that's called? Arrogance. Because you know why? Rich doesn't care what you do.
Listen.
Wait, other update. I thought you did your update at the top of the hour.
Uh huh.
Then at the bottom of the hour, and in between, I thought you were playing like Minecraft or something.
Well, no, I'm also playing Minecraft. But no, I have two.
Are you watching the Steve Harvey Family Feud in there?
Yeah, I'm doing all of those things, but on top of it, we are part of hundreds of affiliates across the U.S.
Oh, tell them we said hi.
Yes, and so I have to record updates for those affiliates throughout the hour.
How demanding are they?
You're demanding, actually.
I'll tell you what, Monty, Rich is about to ask you an unfair question.
Okay,
I'll tell you why, because I made a really solid argument as to why I think it's okay.
Oh, no, I heard you. It was not solid.
Okay,
no,
well, then go ahead, Rich. Ask your question.
So, Monty, if you or one of your girls were out at one of your favorite spots having some margaritas and chilling, and some dude rolled up on you guys, being all flirty, trying to kick it to you guys.
What's up?
Hey, what's up? What's your name? Monty, nice to meet you. Who's your girls? If some guy comes up to you and you see on his phone that his wallpaper lock screen is a picture of himself, what are you thinking?
I don't like any of that. I would be like, this guy's way too into himself. Unless this is a picture of you in an action shot. Are you ziplining through Costa Rica upside down? Are you surfing? Are you doing something?
How about he's in the NFL for one of the biggest franchises in NFL history?
No, bro, we all know who you are. We all know who you are. We all know who you are. I can see a picture of you on the internet at any time. Like, was he doing, was he getting hit? Was he getting sacked? Was it to remind him to not get sacked? Or was he just standing there?
It's a picture of him looking proud. It's his name on the jersey. He's proud to be a cowboy. I think that's awesome. Why do people want to dump on other people's like pride and accomplishments? This dude's proud to be in the NFL. He can't have that on his lock screen without criticism.
No, of course.
Think some bozo ziplining across Costa Rica is more impressive than Dak Prescott being the quarterback
of him just standing there wearing his uniform? Yes, I see that every week.
Love to hate.
What's on your lock screen?
Yeah, you hate him.
Go around the
My lock screen is my dog.
What's your lock screen, Kavino?
Clouds.
Clouds.
Yeah, like the whatever generic. Generic.
That's clouds in your coffee.
Just boomer behavior.
I can't figure out how to change it.
I don't know how to change it.
It used to be my girlfriend. I'll fix it. I'll put it back.
You got a fight? And then just
I got a new phone. I never changed it.
No. Mine's my kids. That's just typical dad stuff.
Yeah.
Spot, what's yours?
Mine's that remember that picture that the Webb telescope took of the universe with like all the different galaxies?
Yeah, look at that.
It creates perspective.
Ramos, Bersh, what do you got? What's on your screen?
Mine's like yours. Mine's my three children.
Your kids, yeah.
Great.
Bersh.
Mine is my girlfriend and I. So I am on it, but it's
That's fine.
That's fine.
You just want to brag and show off your girlfriend. Yeah. Well, you know what? And you could always switch it up. Side note, my lock screen was my girlfriend, but my actual wallpaper was my kid. Right? So you can have different options here. I just haven't updated mine. But, I notice how people are so quick to dump on this dude. But guess what? That's because you probably have some boring-ass job, you know? This dude is the quarterback of the Cowboys.
So isn't that enough? That's the whole point. Isn't that enough? Like, we already know who you are. You are already the quarterback of the Cowboys. Isn't that enough? Like,
Dak Prescott thought, hey, think about it. You know how you always say, look at someone's hair, and that's their choice?
Yeah. Oh, they made that decision.
Like, you
like their shoes, right? Like, you decided to buy those.
Dak Prescott decided to go into his options and be like, I am going to make myself my wallpaper. That is a decision he made.
Does Dak Prescott have kids? Does he have kids or maybe a little nephew or something?
Well, I'm sure he has a pet or some nephew or something, right?
His nephew took that picture or something.
Special.
And look at everybody, judging him. Quick to judge the guy.
Oh, you know what you shouldn't do? It's never put your kids as your wallpaper on your laptop, because if you're looking at like questionable stuff and then you minimize it, then you feel like a piece of garbage.
Oh, then it's like your family and kids staring back at you. Yeah. Like, what were you just doing?
What were you? Stop it.
Right.
All right. Hey, Kavino and Rich, live from the TireRack.com studio. And here's the deal. Coming up in a few minutes, we welcome Iron Mike Tyson for Iron Mike Trivia, another Tuesday fun day with Iron Mike, and that comes up next.
Wonder what's on his phone.
I want I wonder what is on Mike Tyson's phone. We get to that next right here. Covino and Rich.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Yo, Rocky Balboa. I am the tiger.
Absolutely. Tulsa King. Paramount Plus, you know?
Eye of the Tiger. Fun fact. You guys want to hear a fun fact? As we're live from the TireRack.com studios, Joel, who runs the board, Ramos, for...
We love Joel.
I heard they call you Fun Fact Boy.
He was making fun of me. He's like, what are you, Fun Fact Boy? Because I bring the fun facts.
Yeah, but they're never really fun.
They are.
No, it's false advertising. It should be called Rich's Lame Facts.
That's just really nice.
they're usually lame.
No,
okay, there's nothing ever fun about them.
Spot turned his mic on.
Maybe
just
put like a clown music behind him.
Spot turned his mic on just to say, "Yeah, you're lame."
No,
thanks, Spot.
Your facts are lame.
I do like the facts, right?
You're
like
lame.
Yeah,
boring.
Yawn.
So here's the fact: you played Eye of the Tiger, which we all know is from Rocky III, Mr. T, Clubber Lang, Stallone, Rocky Balboa.
Absolutely.
This is a true fact. The song from Karate Kid, "You're the Best Around," was written for Rocky. And they went with Eye of the Tiger, Survivor.
You want the proof?
Instead, and...
The proof. And You're the Best Around, one of the lyrics are... Victory repeats itself! Victory repeats itself, meaning he's gonna win.
Yeah, could he win again?
Could he win again? There's no repeating itself in Karate Kid.
So, Karate Kid took that song after Rocky III passed on it. Stallone and, what, probably Winkler. Not Henry. Was it?
Irving Winkler.
The people behind Rocky passed on You're the Best Around, and they went with Survivor, Eye of the Tiger. And now you think about it, would that song have fit Rocky III?
No.
It seems very like Karate Kid, kid-friendly, like, you're the best around. And it's a great song,
yes,
but it's still Karate Kid, right?
And you love tigers.
And I love tigers.
Yeah, and that's a fun fact. See? I like that one.
So that wasn't that bad?
Absolutely.
I'm a fun fact boy.
Hey, speaking of boxing, current day Rocky Balboa. Before I tell you the rest of my story, Jake Paul, you know, the current Rocky.
Oh, stop it.
Jake Paul is sending out contract offers. Who's going to sign the dotted line? He's making it fun. You got to give him. Now, this is fun.
Well, someone that wants to make a ton of money.
He's throwing two contracts out there, and he's saying, all right, who's signing? He sent out a contract to Tommy Fury, Tyson Fury's younger brother, once again. It says, the contract is with your team, seven figures, six times. Six times what you made your last fight.
Oh, boy.
You signing, right? And then he sent one to Nate Diaz. Hi, Nate. Finally out of your UFC contract. Let's see how tough you are in the boxing ring.
Damn.
He says he has the venue booked and the offer's ready when he is.
You know what? Either one, I'll watch. So Jake Paul wins again, I guess. All right. So what were you airdropped at the gym? What was so intrusive?
So I was on the treadmill. Someone airdropped me. I declined it. I'm like, you don't play with fire. Who knows what this is? Someone creepy. I don't know.
Oh, you're walking on a 3.0. What were you doing on the treadmill?
I was like 3.0, 3.5 incline.
Like a baby boy walk around the block.
I was taking a little baby boy walk. And then I was doing some sit-ups, right, on that sit-up machine. I got airdropped again. And I did dwell on, ooh, I wonder who was airdropped.
Hold on. Sit-ups and on the treadmill walking? What are you taking, the presidential fitness test?
What are you,
in third grade?
Yeah. Would you do pull-ups? Like five pull-ups?
I want you to know I did 60 sit-ups, but I farted 45 times.
Okay.
I think that's a record. I don't know. I think that's a record. But either way, I got airdropped again, and I said to myself, I'm not letting this one go by. So I opened it, and it was a boxing gym ad. Like, hey, join my class.
It's very clever.
Oh, so someone is in the gym.
It wasn't a secret admirer, although I think there was probably a few. But it was a guy advertising his boxing lessons. He probably saw me, thought I looked like a badass. Right.
Well, he doesn't airdrop to particularly you.
Well, either way.
He probably did.
So I ask you, intrusive or awesome? Spot, you said clever.
I think it's clever. I think that's a clever way to market to the audience that would want to go to a boxing
gym. Is this something we're going to see more and more of because people are like, yeah, might as well.
Might as well.
Right? Like, do I just airdrop everyone? Hey, listen to Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio. And people are looking around like, what is this?
By the way, what if the first one you declined was a secret admirer?
No, right? I blew it.
Someone that wanted some action right then and there.
You make the call, intrusive or awesome, at Covino and Rich.
All right, we have more coming up right here. Actually, no, we're out of here. We'll see you. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Jeez.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.